Since 2006, Walton County has had lifeguard stations along its beaches. That was not so in 2003 when Madeline Brinley's father, Ken, drowned at Grayton Beach during the Arkansas family's vacation. At the time, Ken was trying to save another father and son who were stuck in a rip current.
My dad and his two friends were near the water. That's when he saw someone struggling. My dad ran in to help the guy, but then he ended up being pulled under by the rip current himself.
Madeline spoke as part of a 7-minute documentary the Walton County Sheriff's launched last month on the dangers of rip currents. In it, she's joined by the county sheriff, Mike Atkinson.
The singly worst thing I have to do is to knock on a door or make that phone call to a family out of state and tell them their loved one's not coming home. We don't want any more deaths. And what I don't want is for people to have to be brave like Madeline Brinley.
Atkinson says his hope is to reduce the number of water rescues on local beaches that are preventable. As in surrounding county areas, he adds, law enforcement have been responding to more and more water rescue calls at beaches where people are ignoring the flag system. For example, posted double red flags means it's not safe to swim in the water due to strong currents and surf conditions. Still, South Walton Fire District Chief Rick Talbert says while it helps that there are lifeguard stations at area beaches, beachgoers must do their part as well.
While there have been 30 deaths the past 6 years arising from incidents on Walton County beaches, none of those incidents occurred near staff fire district lifeguard stations, and not all of them were due to rip currents. Remain vigilant about water conditions and adhere to the flag system. Help us protect you and your family. Be informed. See more at swfd.org.
According to the Sheriff's Office, the mini-documentary was made using the Sheriff's portion of the County Tourist Development Bed Tax. It can be viewed on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.